day we get up, we getting in the ring. We is in the ring. We ain't know it. We is in the ring with the devil every day. The Paul said we are in a warfare. But yet this, amen, warfare is not carnal, but it's what mighty through God. Pulling down stronghold. The devil can come with a stronghold, amen, and you don't even much know it. It'll make you act silly. It'll make you do anything. It'll make you, amen. It'll make you, see, that's what I'm saying. Each day we get up, amen, the devil's always trying to find a way to do what? To defeat us. Don't care how much you think you know the Bible. Thank God you know the Bible. Thank God you know the scripture. The scripture, that's what you better know it. Amen. That's why David said a word that is hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen. But he got an understanding, amen, of the word of God, how to live this life. Other word, he understood, amen, not just the justification of God. He understood the sanctification of God. And that is what? The cross of Calvary. And this is what the enemy don't want the saints to say. Don't want the saints. I'm not talking about the word the saints, the believer. He wants you to shut up about the cross. Oh, you don't have to say the cross. You know, just say here. Just say, no, there's the cross. Or you don't have to say it, but just say he died. But it was the cross. The Bible said it's the cross. Amen. The cross is the object. Amen. It brings out and gives us the direction, amen. If it's not being done, amen, in the prescribed order that is given, you're going another way. Can I get a witness? Amen. You're going a different direction. You're going in your own way of wanting to do it your way. That's why I always say, once we get self out of the way and do what God said, amen, then we begin to see God move and the Holy Spirit begin to work in our life. The hardest people to live, the harder people to lead, the harder people to lead, just like it was those Jews, amen, God had to what? He done time after time. He had to take them around through, amen, situation and take them around the mountain because they wanted their way. Can you say amen? They don't want it. They see, people don't want no leader. Amen. He time after time, he had to take them around the mountain and keep them out in the wilderness. We have actions. Maybe you out there in the wilderness because why? Because you're stubborn. Because you're bullheaded. Because you're not listening. You don't want it. Your mind is what? Your mind is trying to find a way to do it on your own. You can't do it on your own. I can't do it on my own. I can't. I don't care what the day pretty. I can't do it on my own. I don't know how. I don't know which way I'm going, but I do know which way. I've got my faith. I got my faith in Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary. And each step I'm making, move I'm making, whatever position that I find myself in, and I don't know what's going to take place in that, I got faith in the cross that the Holy Spirit going to step in, and it's going to direct, and it's going to, amen, do whatever it takes in order for to direct me in the right order that I should live. How many hear what I'm saying? I can't do it myself. And that's what majority of the folks are trying to do it themselves. When I get it done, you ain't going to get it done. Jesus is the only one can get it done. Can you say amen? For sin shall not have dominion over me, over us. Amen. And it's easy said and done. Let me say it again. It's easy said and done. Then done. How many hear what I'm saying? So the question is, how can I get it done? Huh? How can I, amen, obtain this? How can I, amen, have, amen, dominion over this? How can I, amen, grow strength in this? How can I be victory in this? How can I have victory in this? Paul done gave it to us. How many hear what I'm saying? He done gave it to us. He gave it to us because he had to get it. He had to experience it. That's why God took him through what he went through in order to experience the finding, amen, in order to be able to give it to us. Can you say amen? That's why he keeps us out of it. But see, sometimes we want to get it by come hearing it. That's good in its own. Try reading it yourself. Amen. I ain't going to take you to the, if we go to a restaurant, I ain't going to take you to the restaurant and eat, man. You're going to sit to the table and I'm going to sit there and do what? Feed you myself. You're going to what? Feed. You're going to feed yourself. You're going to eat and feed yourself. Can I get a witness? And this is what most of the believers want. They want to come to church and they want the preacher to do it all. But after he do what he was called and told to do, amen, then you go home and amen, you got to pick it up and read it and eat it for yourself. And then when you begin to hear a little of this and a little of that, then you're kind of confused about it. Is he saying it right? Read it for yourself. And then the Holy Spirit is going to begin to give you what? He's going to begin to have you understanding that what he's saying is what? It's right. That's why so many people are scared to say amen, because they don't what? They don't, don't you know 80% of the Christians, they don't read this Bible like they should. We got more people on, amen. We got more people on Facebook and quote more scriptures now than ever had been.
We know that the Word of God has blessed you richly as you have listened to this word in power and excellence. Listen each Sunday at the same time or visit us at 416 DeSoto Street for regular scheduled services, Sunday school starting at 9:45 a.m., Sunday morning worship beginning at 11 o'clock a.m., Wednesdays, 7 o'clock p.m., or phone us at 318-253-6232 or 318-264-0301 or on the World Wide Web at pdusk3@aol.com. And remember, there is always room at the cross for you. Now there is
power. You are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, Louisiana.
I don't fret because he'll see about me.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 N.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
God bless you, Sister Green and choir. Now behold the Lamb, slain even before the foundation of the world. God made provision for your sins and my sins by sending his son. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege. And Lord, it is our prayer that you would speak a word into our hearts and into our minds, O God, a word that will remind us that you are God and that you're God all by yourself. We thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise in this place. Glory and honor be to God. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. To our associate ministers, and certainly we have Sister Minister Lacking on our hearts, and her family during this tough time. Amen. And to all of you, the saints of God, who are in this place on today, we remind you that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Our theme at the start of this year, our theme for this year was learning to lean in 2013. And it was the theme embodied the concept of us trusting God completely. I don't know about you, but in this year, I have had some situations and experiences where I had to trust God completely. Amen. So happy to hear that loud hand clap over there. Brother Cedric Wilson, who has been in and out of the hospital and in and out of ICU. And I'm sure he is here today as a witness of the fact that if you trust God completely, he will make a way for you. And so I wanted to close out this month dealing with sermons of faith and sermons of trust, amen, to kind of put a conclusion on our theme for this year. Last Sunday, I talked to you about faith in the fire. And we told you that if you're going to have faith in the fire, you have to have an intimate knowledge of God. You have to have ultimate trust of God. And then you've got to depend upon the fact that he has infinite love for you. Amen. And today I want to continue in that same vein. I want to call your attention to the 27th number of the book of Psalms. The 27th number of the book of Psalms. And we will read the first five verses of this song. Amen. This song that embodies the fact that David had faith, and he sustains his faith by the power of God. The 27th number of Psalm, and it reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, amen, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should, amen, rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord." Thank you, God. Thank you, God. "That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." Hallelujah. "To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Hallelujah. Verse 5, "For in the time of trouble, he shall," what? "Hide me in his pavilion." Thank you, God. "In the secret of his tabernacle," hallelujah, "shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." Thank you, God. I want to talk for just a few minutes this morning from the subject, "I ain't scared." Turn to your neighbor and tell them by faith, "I ain't scared. I ain't scared. I ain't even scared." Thank you, ushers. In this 27th number of Psalms, we find the songwriter David making some declarative statements. He says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Amen. He says, "The Lord is the strength of my life." And then you will find intertwined with these declarations some questions, amen, that need to be asked and answered. He says, amen, "Whom shall I fear?" He asks again, "Of whom shall I be afraid?" And he's saying, in essence, my brothers and sisters, that if you know that the Lord is your light, if you know that the Lord is your salvation, if you know that the Lord is the strength of your life, who are you going to be scared of? Who are you going to fear? What phobia can grip you and stop you from having the progress you need to have? The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? How does he make this bold assertion? How does he stand so flat-footed and make these claims in the 27th number of Psalms? Because it seems to me that as the songwriter goes through these 14 verses of this song, that he is real clear on who God is, on what God has done, and on why he can make these statements.
he says, in essence, he's never scared. He's never scared. And if you live, if you've lived long enough, you know that life can throw some stuff at you that will cause fear to rise up in your heart. Do I have any witnesses here today? You know that devil, he's about his job. Amen. The Bible says that he's roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And I don't take him lightly. And I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, not to take the devil lightly. Amen. I heard a preacher say that even if you take the D off of his name, he's still a bad boy. Amen. And so you ought not take him lightly. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that's why you ought to show up at Bible study every now and then. Because how many of you know that if you're going to deal with the devil, you got to be worded up? Oh, I don't have any witnesses here. You better learn how to get a prayer life. Come on, is there anybody here who found out in the midst of your mess, in the midst of that stuff, those darts and arrows that the devil was throwing at you, that some stuff you can't fight your way through, some stuff you got to pray your way through? All too often, we need to be reminded of the fact, amen, that we have an enemy, the devil, who's warring against us. So in this life, there will be trouble and pain and all of that, and there will be those things that come that cause you to fear and be anxious and to be afraid. But I'm so happy. I said, I'm so happy that if you have faith in God, amen, God will see you through. And so it seems to me that as the songwriter goes through these 14 verses of this song, that he's real clear on who his God is. And he tells us, in essence, number one, that the reason he ain't even scared, number one, is because of his triumphs in God. He says, I'm not afraid because of my triumphs in God. Verse 2, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came against me, they stumbled and fell. All too often, isn't it true that we talk so much about the tragedies, we talk so much about our troubles, we talk so much about our trials, that we neglect to remember how many triumphs we've had in God. Oh, come on, I know I'm not the only one the Lord has opened some doors for. I know I'm not the only one the Lord has blessed me. Come on, give him praise. So instead of always telling God about your troubles and your trials, sometimes you ought to talk about your triumphs. Oh, I know that all throughout this church, there are brothers and sisters who can testify that every day has not been a bad day. Where are you at? Where are you at? Where are you at? Amen. There are a few folk who can testify, amen, that I've had some good days. Amen. There have been some days when it's been so good, y'all, that if I wasn't careful, church would break out wherever I was. Do I have any witnesses here? Come on. Stop looking so sad and gloomy all the time. We ought to come in here, and instead of telling him about our troubles, we ought to thank him for our triumphs. How good he's been. You know you ain't always wore Stacey Adams. All right? You know you ain't always wore three-piece suits. But if God has blessed you, you ought to do what? Tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. He says that not only am I not afraid because of my triumphs in God, he says, I'm also not afraid because of my trust in God. He says, look at what he says. He says, in this one thing will I be confident. He says, I trust in God because I have seen how God is able to work miracles in my situation because I've had some triumphs. I'm able to trust him all the more. Amen. In the old Pleasant Hill Baptist Church. In the old church, every time we would extend what we call the right hand of fellowship to folk, every time we sung the same song, every time we extended the right hand of fellowship. And that song said this: I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, I see some of y'all remember that. I will. I will trust in the Lord until I die. And y'all, do you know what the old saints were saying? They were saying, we've been through some stuff. Come on, come on. Yeah, see, we really have it easy today. I dare you to think back on how mama and them had to come up. Anybody in here old enough to remember how grandma and them came up? They couldn't run to Walmart. Wasn't no Walmart. They couldn't go to the grocery store to get eggs. But they had a little lady down the street, amen, who had some chickens in the yard, and they could go get some fresh eggs. Come on, I remember my mama telling me that in the old church that she grew up in, they didn't have a piano, they didn't have an organ. As a matter of fact, you could see the ground through the floors. But in spite of all of that, they ate every day. God blessed them all the time. And so mama could say, I will trust in the Lord. Maybe that's what's wrong with us. We got it too easy. We know where our next meal is coming from. We know what day the paycheck is going to be in the mail. Maybe we need to go through some stuff to learn how to trust in Him. Is there anybody here who trusts in Him? Tell Him thank you. Tell that neighbor, I ain't even scared because of my triumphs. Tell that other neighbor, I ain't even scared because I trust in God. Oh my, trust is a serious thing. I said trust is a serious thing. Y'all know there are some folk you thought you could trust. They said they had your back. Yeah, they were talking behind your back. Come on, there were some folk who said, whatever you're going through, I'm going to be there for you. But just when you got into trouble, you look around. But is there anybody here who can say like the Bible man, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him. I ain't scared. Because I trust him. Amen. Now let me tell you this. Let me tell you that in order to trust God, you've got to obey him. You say, yeah, I knew y'all wasn't going to shout right through here. I said, in order to trust him, it suggests you've got to obey him. Amen. Amen. Y'all remember the story I told? I don't remember where I heard it, but I heard it somewhere else. But the story about this man, he fell off this cliff, this huge cliff, and way down at the bottom was a river of water. And the man fell off of this cliff, and it just so happened that there was a branch sticking out of the cliff midway between the top of that cliff and the water. And the man grabbed that branch, and he was holding on to that branch for dear life. And he looked up towards heaven, and he said, God, help me. And he said, God peeked over the cliff and said, let go. And the man said, is anybody else up there? See, if you, come on, where are my witnesses at? If you trust God, you'll be willing to do what he said. When the Lord says move, baby, you better learn how to move. When the Lord says shout, y'all remember Joshua, don't you? How he fit the battle of Jericho. God said march around, march 13 times, march around, amen. And they could have said, I ain't doing all that. Y'all go ahead, I'm gonna be here when y'all get back. But if you trust God, you will obey him. Our foreparents said there are some things you can count on, and one thing that you can count on is that I will trust in the Lord. The Lord has done so much for me that I've learned how to trust him. Isn't that what Solomon told his son in Proverbs? He told him, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and what will he do? He will direct that path. Here it is. The psalmist David telling us that we have no reason to be afraid because we serve a God who is trustworthy. We serve a God in whom we can believe. Look at what he says. He says, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Look at what he says. He says, though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. I'm going to believe that God is able to secure me. I'm going to be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And I like this. He says, he shall set me upon a rock. I like that. I like it. I like it. I like it, y'all, because it seems to me that the psalmist is professing to us that no matter what you're going through, that no matter what you're facing, the terror or the trial, the trouble or the tragedy, the sickness or the deception, God is still able. Tell your neighbor, he's able. He's able to hold you. He's able to provide for you in spite of the calamities that come in this life. And please understand that no matter how saved you are, no matter how Holy Ghost filled you are, there will come times in your life when fear will come in and try to grip you and try to hold you in his grasp. But I come by to bear witness with the psalmist. I ain't even scared. Because of my triumphs. Oh, y'all, you better learn how to keep a faith file. See, David had a faith file. Whenever David got in trouble or whenever folk were trying to intimidate him, David would pull out his faith file. Y'all have heard about his faith file, haven't you? David had an encounter with a giant called Goliath. And so whenever that big bad devil would get in David's face, David could pull out his faith file and said, the same God that helped me slay the giant. You look mean. Come on, y'all know how your haters are, your enemies are. They try to intimidate you. Yeah, you look ugly. But my God is able. I'm not never scared because of my triumphs. I'm never scared because of my trust in God. But can I take it a little bit further? If you don't mind, because the psalmist says that, likewise, I'm not afraid. Not yet, Brother Palmer, because of the time that I have spent with God. Tell your neighbor the time that he spent with God. He talks to us. See, somebody ain't gonna be able to say nothing right through here. He talks to us about the time that he spent in worship with God. He talks to us about the times that he spent in warfare. He talks to us about the time he spent in praise. I like this, and you ought to be grateful as you listen to what the psalmist says. He says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that one thing will I seek after, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you know what he's telling us? He's telling us that if you're not gonna be fearful, if you're not gonna be afraid, one reason you don't have to be afraid is because of the time that you've spent with God in worship. Is there anybody here who can testify that there have been some times when you came into the church house heavy burdened and your mind full of anxiety and depression, but the devil made one mistake. He let me get into worship. Now, if you don't understand, please don't misunderstand. Because you don't have to be at 1210 MW Harrison Street to have worship. I'm sure, Bro Wilson, over there, you can testify with me that you can be in an ICU ward. But if I can just call on Jesus, I can have worship in the hospital. Is there anybody here who can testify that if the spirit is right, you can be at Market Basket and start remembering a time when you couldn't buy nothing unless you had